What's the name of this show? Say it. I want you to say it. The name of the show is Vision and Grind. There is the vision, seeing beyond what is there to what is possible, and grind, the work ethic necessary to make that come to life. Those are the two elements that you need, y'all, to have whatever you want in this life.
Tell me I'm not the best gripping this mic. The verbal ass whipping is like a bare fist fight with Iron Mike. You finna lose. Abused, it ain't the shoes. I prove a ass kicking ain't no different with Nikes. Fucking with Doug, allow me to give a bit of advice. Give it up, the nigga is ice cold living a life. I mean mug, but believe that this nigga is nice. Recognize, I never lie. Severed every
episode. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to VXG, Vision and Grind, the one and only podcast that merges fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture, coming together like Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Donatello. Hey, and it's your head ninja in charge right here. You're rocking with your boy, Double Up. He is I, and I is him. Yes, you heard right. I am him. Him Carey. Him Allen. Him Duncan. Hacksaw Him Duggan. Himmy Hendrix. Him Hardaway. I am him. Hey, thank you for rocking in with me. You can tell right now I am feeling myself. I'm feeling myself because I got everything set up that way. Look, if you've been listening to this podcast, if you've been rocking with me for a minute, you are literally witnessing like the evolution of a man, of a brand. You are watching like somebody go from like obscurity of like unknown to building something legitimate. So I thank you for rocking with me. If you have not been rocking with me, this is your first time jumping on the podcast. First of all, welcome. You can tell I talk shit. That's what I do. Take a listen, rock with me, vibe with me. I think you're going to really enjoy today's episode because it's out there. It's really going out there, but it's out there in a way that, I really believe is going to help people, especially if you've been feeling stuck, if you've been feeling like in a rut, or if you've just been feeling like the things that you want and desire in this world are outside of your reach. Hopefully, for real, by the end of today's episode, you're going to feel a little bit different, but you need to listen and you need to be ready to apply what I'm about to put down. Okay, so thank y'all so much for tapping in. If this is, again, your first time listening, hit subscribe. Listen to a few episodes. Listen to some of the ones that capture your eyes, like the headlines. There's so many different topics I've touched on just in the 6 months that I've been doing this. And y'all, I really plan on expanding this and going like way, way bigger. Okay, yeah, y'all, this is just you watching me putting in the reps in like the first month of my training. Like, it's the first time I've ever worked out, and you're watching me just put in the first reps. You know, the very first reps were sloppy. The form wasn't good. As I continue to go, you can see the form's growing. My confidence in my delivery is growing. Like, this whole thing is blossoming, and I'm so. Like, hyped is the only word that I can use to explain how I feel about what I'm doing right here. So thank y'all so much for jumping in. As usual, I need to shout out my company, VXG Performance and Nutrition, where we specialize in fat loss and body recomposition through functional strength training and customized nutrition plans. Right now, we are ramping up to the inaugural launch of a program called Grind Season. So this is more than just a workout. This is more than just a nutrition plan. This 8-week program that is launching on July 2nd. So if you're listening to this when I drop it, which is going to be mid-June. This is the first round of what it will be many. And like I said, this is more than just fitness. I'm building a society. That's how I look at grind season. It's a mindset. It's a state of being. It's a place where you want to be. If you don't like grind culture, if you're like anti-hustle and all that, this is grind culture. And trust me, it's not what you think it is. It's not depriving myself of sleep and all day, every day. No. It's not doing any of that. It's literally taking every day and making the most of it in a direction towards something that you want to accomplish around your physical fitness, something you want to accomplish in your life. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And I guarantee fucking tea, if you pour energy into improving your physique and taking the correct steps to get there, everything in your life is going to change, because mentally you have to become a different person in order for this to stick. So that's what this program is about. If you're interested, you need to reach out to me personally, because I need to break down some things for you to make sure that it's a good fit for you, because this is not like a beginner, like we're going to just start slow type of thing. Like, no, this is for people who really want to see a complete transformation. You may be at the beginning of your fitness journey, but you don't have a beginner mindset. You may be just getting started back in the gym, right? But you know, like, what you're capable of, and you want to be pushed to that space and beyond. That's what this program is about. So thank y'all for listening. If you want more information, like I said, reach out personally, DM me on any of the platforms. I'll get back to you personally. I'll give you the information, and we're going to rock from there. Okay. Solid. So where are we at today? What are we doing today? Today's topic, I really want to lay out, because I'm watching things unfold in my life. And I believe it's happened because I made a significant shift in the way I look at everything. And in this episode, I'm going to break down how to get exactly what you want in life. I know that sounds like crazy, and you're going to hear some of the things you hear me say. You're going to have the, but cool. We all have that. We all have like doubts and things like that. But trust me, I like to keep shit simple. The less complicated, the more likely we are to stick to it. You've heard me say that a million times when it comes to your fitness. That's how I feel about just pursuing anything in life. Any of the endeavors that you get yourself into, any goals that you have, anything that you want to achieve in your life, keep it simple. Really, like, what do they say? The shortest path between two points is a straight fucking line, but everybody wants to zigzag. Everybody wants to do laps in the cul-de-sac. Nobody believes that you can just go from where you are to where you want to be. Will there be challenges? Absolutely. Nothing is easy. And don't mix simplicity with ease. They're not the same thing. Just simplicity is really just saying, like, we're going to do this in the fewest amount of steps possible. Easy is saying that it's not going to require any effort. This, anything you do is going to require effort. But let's talk about how to get there and the path of least resistance. So this is me shooting from the hip. I'm giving y'all the game. I can tell you this because I've literally seen this in my own life, and I've seen this happen in the people around me, and anybody who's achieved any level of success. I don't care if you made $1.37 in your life or if you're a fucking billionaire. If you believe it, you can make it happen. Okay. And that's how I'm going to lay this out. So the way I'm going to kind of come at this is just ideas. I want you to roll with me. I want you to question what I'm saying. I want you to take what I'm saying and butt it up against your belief system and see what changes that you can make in your life. Because like I fucking said, by the end of this, you're going to be having some questions. You're going to be thinking a different way. You're going to be looking at things a different way. That's the goal here. That's what I want for you. So let's make it happen. So the very first thing you've got to do in order to get what you want in life is you need to be very, very crystal fucking clear about what it is you actually want in life. Doesn't that sound simple? Yes, but you would be fucking blown away by how many people complicate something so simple. In fact, think about this for a second. Most people, when you ask them what they want, like just straight up, what do you want? Their typical response is listing off what they don't want. What type of relationship do you want? I don't want a motherfucker that's going X, Y, Z. I don't want to be in that situation again. I don't want that. I don't want this. Okay, cool. You've got to be very clear on what it is you want. Because here's the thing. Your brain doesn't distinguish between like want and don't want. Like the old saying is, where focus goes, energy flows. So if you are telling yourself you don't want to be broke, you don't want to be homeless, you don't want to be in a relationship like that, you don't want that as a career, all you're doing is fixating your energy on that which you don't want, and you will attract more of it. So how do we shift? We have to go back to a time when we wrote things down. The mind-to-hand connection. Yeah, we type shit in our notes and we do all of these, like, we use all this technology to help us, and it's cool. But I still believe in the power of the first step of making something happen is to write it down. Write it down. Write it down and continue to write it down and make it very clear in detail. We talk about manifestation, okay, and taking thoughts and making them reality. What are you really doing there, okay? If you are, I will tell you like this, and there's always going to be exceptions. There's people who are living in extremes, okay? So this is not across the board. I don't want to hear shit about that. I want you to try it if you haven't already, okay? But the sum of your reality, what you see, what you have access to, is a product and a direct relationship to what you believe is possible. It's a direct correlation. What you see in front of you is what you believe is possible. You can tell yourself, and this is where people get, this is like where the deep work needs to happen, because you can tell yourself you want to be a millionaire. Let's use that for an example. You want to be a millionaire, but there's a deep-seated thought. There's a small inclination of doubt that is going to throw that whole pursuit off, because that doubt seeps into your actions and you start to do things a lot of the time subconsciously and unknowingly that take you away from the thing that you want. And, it, you know, people call it self-sabotage, but literally, like, you are, like, pulling yourself in the opposite direction of the thing you want because subconsciously you don't believe that it's possible. Maybe you don't believe that it's actually possible for you to make $1 million. Maybe you don't believe that you deserve $1 million. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I'm not your fucking therapist. All I can tell you is that if you're goal is not crystal clear, and you don't have an actual belief that it's possible, listen, I'm going to take you on a journey real quick, because here's the thing. You have to be delusional. Don't listen to what anybody else has to say about being realistic or having to be practical. Don't listen to that shit. Be delusional. Be outlandish. Have delusions of grandeur, okay? But be willing to put in work and sacrifice anything that's not that. And you see it, man. You see it. It's the level of which you're willing to pour yourself into that belief towards that crystal clear vision that is going to determine if and when you get there. Seriously. Now, that's the part that shakes up a lot of people, because we've all been conditioned to think practically. We've all been conditioned to be realistic. And so even if you have seen somebody else do something outrageous, out of this world, uncommon, the idea that it's possible for you becomes lost because of your experiences that have shaped your mindset and your worldview, like your current way of seeing things. Like, isn't that crazy? So that's why you've got to be outlandish and you've got to dream. Anybody, I guarantee you, you've got people who play in the NBA right now who set that as a goal and may have been told it's not possible. Yes, there's people who backflipped into the NBA. There's people who are predetermined for that life. And then there's people who wanted that and against all odds made it happen. Both of those people held the belief that it was possible and put in the work to make it happen. That's a legitimately profound way to look at that, is that no matter the circumstance, the effort and the will towards a crystal clear vision is the same. And that's, you know, that's the thing that you have to understand is like, you have to already be beyond your circumstances, like in your head, like you've heard it said before. A lot of people who've made it out of poverty, made it out of poverty up here. I'm pointing to my head. They made it out of poverty up here way before they actually escaped their situation. I live in South Florida right now. Okay. I didn't always live in South Florida. My wife and I picked up and moved here. Now, as I told you, I'm going through a transformation within. So a lot of the stuff I'm going to say right now, I'm just prefacing it because it may sound contradictory to things I've said before. I am deconstructing. Okay. And so my belief system is being completely ravished at this moment. So I say that to say my wife and I relocated to South Florida. Okay. When we did this, we moved here in 2000, right at the end of 2016. We physically moved here at the end of 2016, but we mentally moved here in 2014 during our honeymoon, when we sat on the balcony of our hotel suite and we're looking over South Florida going, this could be home. And the series of events that followed, we set it in our head. Her and I sat down, no bullshit. I don't even know if I've told this to anybody, but we sat down with a notebook and we wrote down exactly where we wanted to live. We wrote down exactly what we wanted our house to look like. I'm talking about, we wanted a garage. We wanted two stories. We wanted to be near the beach in a gated community. Like we did that. Okay. We're not rich. We're not millionaires. We're just two people. But why were we able to make that our reality? Now, if you would have asked me a few months ago, I'd have told you God made it happen. I'd have told you we're blessed. And that would have sounded nice. But the truth of the matter is, we created this reality. We literally did, because our belief system allowed us to maneuver in ways that created that as our reality. And so fast forward that 2-year gap, what did it consist of? Us putting money away. It consisted of us. My wife was able to get a transfer from her job. You know what I'm saying? It consisted of me building up my clientele, building my online business so that it would transfer. Like, these are things that were set in motion in that 2-year gap in order to create that reality. Now, when we got here, it wasn't, we're here End of story. No, that was just the beginning of a brand new adventure. Now that we're here, what do we want our lives to look like? And now you fast forward, we've been here almost 8 years. We got a 3-year-old kid. We still live by the beach. It's a life that I saw it in my head and I painted it on the canvas. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Are there places that I need to be improving in as a person? You bet your ass, but I'm continuing to work at it. It is a work in progress. That is what any goal should be. There should never be a finish line, because then you go, what? Okay, now what? But you think about the difference between setting the goal to win the Super Bowl and setting the goal to be the greatest football player of all time. One is perpetual, and to be honest, you may never get that, but the pursuit of it is what makes it likely, versus a finite goal like win the Super Bowl. That may or may not happen either, but when it does, then what's next? You dissect that and move on to the next goal. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but the bigger the delusion, the greater the journey. Because if I told you right now that I want to be known as the greatest fitness mind of all time, you would look at me and be like, you got some work to do. And I would respond with, you're fucking right I do. Every day. Because that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm doing. That's the point. To create something that has never existed, you have to do things that you have never done. And that's the pursuit of it. So that's how you continue to move towards something. You've got to set a vision that is so absurd, but achievable. Like for any of us, if you said that you wanted to be a world-renowned actor, and right now you're a college student, how do you bridge that gap? Well, at some point, you're going to have to release being a college student and step into being a world-renowned actor. That has to become who you are before that becomes who you are. What do they say? Be, do, have. You become it first, then you act as if, and then your reality reflects it. Be very clear about what it is that you want. You're going to have to box out everything that's not that. That's why you see people who operate at a high level, have a high level of success, but are lacking in other areas such as interpersonal relationships or physical health or things like that. Why is that? Because they fixated on this one thing. Now, I'm not saying that that is the way to go. In fact, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that your health, being in optimal health, should be a goal of yours. And you should be doing everything in your power to get there. Keeping in mind that to be in optimal health is very simple. All these biohacks and all that other shit, that's not it. Okay, that's just that's one way to do it. But again, it convolutes the process. And the next thing you know, right, your focus has been shifted. And the things that you want all of a sudden are seemingly out of your reach, because you fixated too much on the minutia, and that's what you have. It really is that simple, y'all. So take this time. This is a good time right now to think about what it is. What do you want? What do you want in life? What do you want in your career? What do you want your relationships to look like? What do you want your family life to look like? Okay. And don't let your current circumstances or your current reality dictate what you believe is possible. Don't let that, okay, because I live in Kansas, I have to be the best whoop-de-whoop in Kansas. You don't have to be. You can be if that's really what you want. But if you want something bigger, think bigger. I just say think bigger anyway. There's no reason why, if you're gonna set a goal, you should set a low-hanging goal. The likelihood of you getting it is, yeah, but again, there's your finish line. Then what? Set another low-hanging goal. Set another low-hanging goal, and then you retire. Okay, if that's the life you want, have at it. But if you listen in to VXG, Vision and Grind, there's a good chance you want something big for yourself. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Nah, you want something big for yourself. So to get big, you got to do big, okay? But watch this. Here's the part that shakes people up. You don't have to struggle to get it. You don't have to suffer to get it. Yes, there's a little bit of sacrifice, but it's only what you're willing to sacrifice. When I talk about my goals in my career, the one thing I am not willing to sacrifice is my family. There is no way. I will not do anything to diminish my family in the pursuit of a goal. I will not do that. That is a non-negotiable. Anything outside of that, that's why I don't have friendships. That's why I'm not in that city that I grew up in. Because I was willing to let it go to get what I want. What are you willing to let go to get what you want? Think about it. Be very serious about it. And no, like, don't have these attachments. Don't have these things, okay? Now, we talk about faith, and you've heard me talk about faith and believing that something's going to happen. We need to be very clear. We need to have a discussion about that, okay? Yes, faith. Believe that something is going to happen, but don't think for one second that it's going to happen on its own. And you know what I'm talking about. When you put your hands together and you talk to yourself at night and you start to ask, can you please make this happen? Okay. If that's what you believe and you believe that it is helping you and that's a part of who you are, do it. I ain't gonna knock you for it. But just know that if something falls out of the sky, that's what happened. If the thing that you ask for lands in your hands because you had them open like this, that's what happened. Don't think for one second that that's the norm, because you're going to be sitting back waiting for things to happen. And if that's what you feel like works for you, if that's what your faith has led you to, don't let it be an anchor. Is all I'm going to say. Don't let it be an anchor. Don't let your belief in God, don't let your belief in prayer keep you in action, waiting and hoping for something to occur. You can believe in God, you can pray, but you got to get off your ass and make it happen. And if you believe that God is guiding your steps, if you believe whatever, look, that's between you and your higher power and your faith, okay? Whatever. Just get it done. What's the name of this show? Say it. I want you to say it. The name of the show is Vision and Grind. There is the vision, seeing beyond what is there to what is possible. And grind, the work ethic necessary to make that come to life. Those are the two elements that you need, y'all, to have whatever you want in this life. It's that simple, y'all. It really is. It really is that simple. You don't need to convolute it. You don't need. But I got to leave you with this part, because this is where I can already hear the I can already hear the backlash coming. When shit doesn't happen the way you planned it out, what do? Shrug it off and keep going? There's no finish line, y'all. There is no finish line. There's no ideal timeline. If you say you want a 6-7-figure business, you're going to have a 6-7-figure business as long as you believe that it's possible and you're willing to do whatever it takes to get there. Here's the kicker, though. We look at failure as it not happening. But is failure the finish? Is that it didn't happen? Like, how do we determine when to stop? Because that is fulfilling the destiny of it not happening, is when we stop. Nobody said that you're going to reach your goal in a year. You can set that as the expectation, but the wilder the goal, right? Like, the more vague the timeline. If you have a big goal, if you want to be a world-renowned influencer, if you want to be get the recognition, if you want a 6-7-figure business, like all of these big goals beyond what anybody in your immediate vicinity believes is possible, if you want those things, you have to pursue them until you get them. That could take years. You could reach your business goals when you turn 50. That's all a matter of the effort that you've put in, the circumstances. But I tell you, when you accept the fact that what I want is going to happen, if I put the restraints of a timeline on it and it doesn't happen within that timeline, does that make it a failure? Do I stop? Let me tell y'all something, and this is from the heart. I wanted to be, once upon a time, I wanted to be a musician. Now, fuck that. I was a rapper. I actually made music. You've heard it on my shows. On this episode, I was a rapper. And because my vision didn't match my reality, at a certain point, I threw in the towel. Do you know how much regret I have around that? Still to this day, I stopped making music well over 10 years ago. And I still feel a certain way about it. I let my circumstances affect my plight to the point where I gave it up. Let me tell y'all, if you are in a place where you have a big dream, I don't care how the shit sounds to other people, you want it. Don't throw in the towel. Because that's the secret sauce of it all. Yeah, you could have the grand vision. You can be willing to do whatever it takes. But if you plan on stopping before it happens, what's the point? What's the point? Don't let that be an option. Make it mandatory for you to accomplish your goals, whatever it takes. And again, we talk about sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? I mentioned before that I'm not willing to sacrifice my family. You know what else I'm not willing to sacrifice? My physical health and well-being. My mental health and well-being, yeah, to a certain extent. I drive myself crazy sometimes, but that's between me and my head. And y'all know. Okay, some of y'all are crazy out there too. Some of y'all are like, man, why do I do this to myself? I don't even know why I want this dream sometimes. But you get up every day and you do it and you pour into it and sometimes you're like some of these podcast episodes of mine where nobody's listening, but you still show up and you give maximum effort because you know the accomplishment of your goal is inevitable, period. And that's where we're going to end it today. So listen, y'all, I really hope that somebody within the sound of my voice actually caught this vibe and understands that, like, yo, like, there's no finish line. It's never going to stop. I'm going to make this happen. It's my predetermined destiny is that thing. And I'm going to go for it every single day. I'm going to put effort every single day. I'm going to take one baby millimeter step towards it every single day. And one of two things is going to happen. The goal is going to be mine, or I'm going to die in the pursuit of it. And it is that serious. Trust me. So with that being said, y'all, for all my dreamers, for all my big thinkers out there, you need to, more than ever, keep your eyes on the vision and your mind on the grind. Let's go.
I'm the hottest thing on the street, clown. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mangle rappers till they brain dangle. I aim at you bang and bang bang from the same angle. That's how precise I get on my terrain. That's your lame ass structure, man. I'm kicking down your sandcastle. Big bully on the beats, punking the hi-hats. The opposite of weak, a beast by design that's kicking down buildings. I'm next, my notebook consists of divine text, forcing labels to sign checks. After me, who wanna rhyme next? Nah, not a nigga.